Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the final home game of the regular season, and it's Fan Appreciation Night presented by SAP, as the San Jose Sharks organization would like to give a victory to the fans that have supported them so loyally over the season. We're expecting a great crowd tonight for the Sharks and the Minnesota Wild in Game 80 of 82 in the regular campaign. As I mentioned, the last one at home at the Shark Tank. San Jose comes into this game with a record of 19-51-9, 47 points in 8th in the Pacific and in 16th in the Western Conference. They would love to get their 20th victory and 12th at home in their final home contest, and they'd like to do it in a slightly different fashion than they did up in Seattle just a couple of nights ago. San Jose won that game by the score of 3-1, but much of it was because of the spectacular goaltending of Los Gatos native Devin Cooley, who made 49 saves, including a couple of big stops like this one.
Right goes down low. There's Jaden Schwartz. Back to right. Back to Schwartz. Tried to feed it back to right. Knocked down there. Good job by Vlasic to get a piece of that. Sturm couldn't clear it. Trouble. McCann in front. Shoot. Save. Oh. Rebound. Oh, what a save by Devin Cooley off Jaden Schwartz. He thought he could tuck it in, but somehow the right leg of Cooley got there, and he knocked it away, and the Sharks clear, and the penalty's over.
As it turned out, Kyle Burrows picked up his first career game-winning goal on a play that he finished off with a great shot.
And off the draw, Sharks win it. Here's Eklund down the right, moving it in deliberately, throwing it off to his left. Here's Burrows shooting it. Score! Kyle Burrows on the pass from Eklund. And the Sharks take the 2-1 lead with 5:13 to go in the second period with only their 13th shot on goal.
The top line of Mikael Granlund, Fabian Zetterlund, and William Eklund has been producing much of the offense in the second half of the year. Zetterlund would give the Sharks some insurance in the game in Seattle with his 22nd goal of the season set up by his two line mates. And with the assist, Granlund would extend his point scoring streak to 10 consecutive games.
The Sharks take over. Vlasic passes out Eklund. Eklund tips the puck in the air, knocked it forward. Zetterlund poked it across the line, and Zetterlund and Eklund playing catch with it. They send it in deep to the corner. Eklund beat his man to it, got it to Granlund behind the net, centering play. Score! Fabian Zetterlund in front from Eklund and from Granlund in front. And the Sharks take the 3-1 lead.
Both Henry Thrun and William Eklund had two assists in the game, but one of the key moments of the contest with the Sharks leading 3-1 came very late in the third period. The Sharks were under siege and Cooley was stopping everything. And yet San Jose was in a position where they gave of themselves in order to help Cooley and the team preserve victory. I'm talking, of course, about the play in which William Eklund and Mario Ferraro each blocked shots, enduring considerable pain in the process, but helping preserve the win.
Now the Kraken are going to try to take advantage as they've got Larson shooting it toward the net. Nice block by William Eklund. Boy, that stings. There goes the goaltender. Extra attacker coming on. It's thrown to the net there by Schwartz, just wide of the goal. Eklund is still shaken up.
Yeah, he is hurt.
He blocked it. And here's Bjorkstrand trying to take advantage as Eklund hobbles his way into position, just keeping his stick out to try to
get over
stop it.
He can't
get
move.
Off the ice.
Yeah.
Here's Bjorkstrand shooting it. It's blocked this time by Ferraro. Centered.
Oh.
Saved by Cooley on a shot by Larson. Driving down the center lane. And Devin Cooley is able to stop it. And two players, Eklund and Ferraro, are both hobbled by blocking shots, and Cooley takes over the game as trainer Ray Tupps comes on to a 10.
When you have only 19 wins out of 79 games played and you're doing things like that, it's a pretty important statement. And William Eklund, who made that big block and didn't play the rest of the game, talked about it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we're trying to build something here. You know, we're trying to build a culture around here, and, you know, what's you know, if anybody has to take that shot on himself or anything like that, you got to be responsibility and, you know, be in the lane and take that shot.
Joining us after the game on the Sharks Audio Network, Burrows was mighty impressed by that display.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great. It's, you see those guys selling out, and you know, it means a lot to us right now. Obviously, you know, we're not happy with how the season went. I think we've all touched on that, but you know, the never say die, the sticking to the process, and trying to show our best here for not only each other, management, and our fans, but it just, you know, it just kind of says a lot about our group and how tight we are and how bad that we want to work for each other.
Nico Sturm also spoke to the same topic when he discussed what you have to do to be a winning team.
I mean, it's what you need to win, and if you want to build a different culture, winning mindset, it's a good way to start. To, you know, we probably could have mailed it in 2 months ago if you only look into standings, but that's one of the biggest challenges is to change the mindset, to make everybody realize that every day matters when you're in this league, regardless of where you are in the standings, regardless if you're having a good day or bad day, if you feel good, if you feel bad. You gotta show up every day, and I said it before, it's very easy to do it in September and October when you feel good, when your body's healthy, and you know, everything's going great. Much harder to do it in February or March, when you know the odds are stacked against you, when your body doesn't feel like getting up out of bed every day, and to put the body on the line when there's standings wise or points wise not much to play for, that's a good sign. Moving in the right direction.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
When you hear coordinated care, what do you imagine? Nurses going viral for their dance routine? Not here. At Kaiser Permanente, coordinated care has nothing to do with dancing and everything to do with quality and convenience. With Kaiser Permanente, you don't have to worry about getting your records sent from place to place because our electronic medical records seamlessly connect all of your doctors, nurses, and specialists. It's so easy, you might do your happy dance. Kaiser Permanente, tomorrow's healthcare today. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot.
Pastrnak scores!
Face off against family and friends. And take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.30 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2024 enshrinement ceremony, presented in part by KMBR 680, will be held Monday, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero. The star-studded Class of 2024 inductees include Patrick Marleau, Brian Sabian, John Taylor, Jenny Thompson, and Chris Wondolowski. Tickets for this year's festivities are now on sale at bayshof.org. That's bashof.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks put Mackenzie Blackwood back in the nets tonight against the Wild, and Kevin LeBanc is also expected to draw in game number 80 of the season. What do the Sharks have to do to beat the Wild that they didn't do against Seattle? Well, David Quinn had some ideas.
It's nice to have a line scoring, but you need more, and it's harder and harder to find in the National Hockey League secondary scoring. But, you know, more than anything, we got to defend better. I mean, the scoring will, when you defend better, you get more scoring opportunities. And I think we've lost that the last few games. We've gotten away from defending. We've given up way too many shots and way too many chances the last two games. So, you know, that's something that we've got to really focus on tonight so we can play way more in the offensive zone. And, you know, a lot of people don't look at it that way, but when you're playing defense as much as we are, it's tough to generate offense. So, you know, to me, we got to clean up what's going on defensively before we can be better offensively.
Brett Hedekin and I have the call for you on the Sharks Audio Network starting at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Join us then. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.